Hey everyone, welcome back to JRC TV. Excited to see you and be here. Today we're going to be talking about fear, uncertainty, and pain. You know, the good stuff. So in diving into fear, uncertainty, and pain, let's see, where does this stuff come from? What is it all about? Why is it there in the first place? We have talked about these things a little bit in the past, but they seem to be a reoccurring subject. When we're on our Facebook live chats every day, which if you're not there, please come and join us. Look up my personal or my business page, Jerick Robbins Companies on Facebook. If you find me there every day in the afternoon, Eastern time, we have a live 30-minute chat. And this is a subject that repeats itself and comes up as a question people have again and again and again. So let's dive in and throw it here on JRC TV. That way we can use this for future reference. To start off with fear, where does fear come from? What is it all about? Why do we have it? Fear is something that is good for us because all it is our nervous system, our sensory system in our body telling us, hey, are you prepared? Are you ready for what's about to happen? Now think, when did this occur? If you go all the way back to caveman days, I'm a caveman standing in my cave and I'm going out to, let's say, do something like go to the bathroom. So I'm cruising out of my cave. As I'm walking out of the cave, I look over and go, oh, my spear. Do I really need it? I mean, I'm just going to my favorite tree. I'll be fine. So I leave my spear behind, I go cruising out, and now I'm out there doing my business, hanging out, and all of a sudden, in the middle of me trying to relax and stay focused, let's say it that way, the bush next to me, a giant bush, shakes. And I'm thinking, oh shoot. Now what happens in this moment? Fight or flight kicks in. The reptilian part of our brain takes over, and this means our heartbeat races faster, sugar's released into our body so that we can move quickly, our adrenaline spikes, we get a little tense, our pupils dilate so we can take in as much information as possible and move on it very, very rapidly and quickly. The point is that if something with large teeth is in the bush and about to pounce on us or try to eat us, we can get out of there fast, maneuver quickly, and either fight it or flight, like run away. And so that's what generally kicks in when fear happens. Now, why? Because my body is asking me, am I prepared for what's about to happen? If I'm not, it says, run! If I am, it says, let's fight it and let's see what we can defend ourselves. So here's what's crazy. Reverse the scenario. We're heading out of the cave. We look and say, our spear, I'm gonna take it with me just in case. I cruise over, have it in my hand, doing my thing, trying to relax, the big bush shakes. Now, what happens? The bush shakes. My heartbeat starts racing. I get sweaty palms. I get butterflies in my stomach. And why? Because I'm excited. Hopefully it's dinner. Well, if I have my spear, it's about to be dinner because I'm going to jab it in the bush and drag it out and take it home and eat it. I don't know what's in there. But what's the difference? It's not the biological response. People assume if I had my spear with me, I would be calm and peaceful the whole time. That's not true. I've heard it said that the difference between fear and excitement is anticipating something in the future, looking at an event that's about to happen in the future, and fear is thinking about what could go wrong with this event. Excitement is thinking about what could go right with this event. That's literally the only difference. What could go wrong versus what could go right. So this is something you have to train yourself, though. Your brain does not automatically make this stuff up. It doesn't automatically go to what's right or automatically go to what's wrong. According to research, though, we have 60,000 thoughts a day. 95% of those thoughts are usually the same day to day. What am I going to eat? How do I feel? Am I hungry? Am I cold? Am I tired? Is it over yet? I don't know what you're thinking about. Here's what's crazy. 80% of those thoughts day to day happen to be negative, according to scientific research, in the way people think. That means if your brain is constantly searching for what could go wrong, you have to purposefully, like a salmon fighting upstream, challenge yourself to focus on what could go right. All that means is catching yourself in the moment when your brain goes, what could go wrong, and your heart races, your body tenses, your pupils dilate, you go, ah, fight or flight starts to kick in, you go, wait a minute, breath first. Count to five. I don't know why, it just seems relevant. Count to five, clear your mind, And then say, what could go right in this situation? Now your heart might still get excited. You might still have butterflies in your stomach. Your palms might still get sweaty, but now you're excited about what's about to happen instead of fearful. That's a simple little shift. The other thing to do, think about an event that might give you a little bit of anxiety or fear, and just ask yourself, what key things have to happen for me to feel 100% totally prepared for what's about to happen? Now, if you're able to do those things, the fear should subside and you should be totally confident because you've done the homework, you've done the prerequisites, you've done what it takes to prepare yourself fully to take on the situation at hand. So, we're gonna stop right here and we're gonna pick up in next episode all about pain and how it serves us, how we can use it and what we can do with it. I hope this was helpful. If it was, click the share button, spread this around, find someone you know who struggles with this topic and give them this simple little tip that hopefully can help, you know, shift that little gear in their mind for them. Also, if you're on our blog, make sure to grab a copy of the worksheet. Real simple, it can help you capture the thoughts you have most often for, let's say, 12, 24 hours, and then challenge you to find an immediate positive thought to take on any negative ones that happen to show up along the way. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.